Continuation from last week, we're still going to talk about Bonin and Saiser. And what we talked about at the first shiur was Binyan Vistira on Karka, right? You add on, you adding anything onto a house, a screw, a peg, all these types of shilas, right? And then we discussed last week the Indian of Binyan Vistira as it relates to electricity. That was the machlokes we discussed last week. The Chazon Ish with the Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. What's the status of electricity on Shabbos? So basically, what we said in the Kitzer was that Shlomo Zalman held that. The Chazon Ish held that since you're putting together two pieces, and by putting together the pieces, you're creating a new entity. You're creating a circuit that can pass electricity through it. That's binyan. Because the whole idea of binyan is attaching two items to create a new item. So that's really what you did. You attached two things to create a circuit. And that's Rav Shlomo Zalman. That's Chazon Ish. And Rav Shlomo Zalman argued, and he held, no, it's not boine, because it's not called that you're building the circuit. That's called the shimush. That's called like the using of the circuit. That was more or less the Chazon Ish, the Machlokes Chazon Ish and Rav Shlomo Zalman. The other big shaila when it comes to binyan vistira is the shaila of, we mentioned briefly, is the shaila of binyan vistira bekelin. If there's such a thing as breaking a kli, is stira only on karka, on a house or something like that, or is there even binyan and stira on
stira being broken?
Yeah, on kelin. Okay, so. Why is it so nagea? Unless you like decide.
There's binyan, there's stira, no?
Yes, that's the question. So why? Where is it so nagea? So the main place that I want to discuss tonight, where it's nagea, is regarding. It's regarding cans. Cans. You didn't give up. So we're going to talk about opening cans, boxes, bags, and all those things as it relates to binyan vistira, okay? Because you're essentially what you're doing is you're breaking or you're creating a kli. So that's the shaila of binyan vistira on kelim, right? That's what I want to talk about. So what we pass in Shulchan Aruch is like this, okay? And you have to remember all these factors when you're going to determine if you can open or destroy a bag, a kli, anything which holds food. Okay? So it says the Mechab, I'm going to read it inside. I'm going to do a little bit, you know, usually we don't read inside, but I want to read inside. It's very important to get the facts. Shin Yadalit. Ein binyan vistira bekelim. There's no isser of binyan or stira when it comes to a kelim. But hani milish ain a binyan mamish. That's only if you're not creating the kli. Okay? Now he says, "Avol im shleima," but if the kli is complete, it's a full good kli. Also, l'shavra, you're not allowed to break it. Afilu b'inyan she'ena oisek kli, even if you're not creating a new kli by breaking the old one. So he says that l'maisa, a brand new, a full fledged kli, you're not allowed to break it on Shabbos. So that's the first iser. You're not allowed to break a kli on Shabbos. However, if it's a rickety kli, it's not a good quality kli, that you're allowed to break on Shabbos. That's number one, okay? So you would say a good kli, you're not allowed to break. A bad kli, you're allowed to break. Number one is to keep in mind. Number two factor. Okay, we're going to have three factors here, and we're going to play around with these factors the whole shiur. Okay, the first factor is ein stira bekelim. There's no problem breaking a kli on Shabbos. If it's a rickety kli, but if it's a full-fledged kli, you're not allowed to break it. That's point number one. Point number two is that there's a sif later in Shin Yadal, it's sif Zayin, that says over there that there was something, sif Ches, something called chaysalos. Chaysalos were kalim that the people, when they would pick dates off the tree, they would put it in this kli. But the point of this kli was not really to hold the dates, but rather it was for transport. They would take these dates in this kli and transport it to where they're going to. But it wasn't the final place that they were going to hold the dates in that kli. And also, it was a very low quality thing. It was just made to, like, you know, make the ripen, you know, keep them keep the fruit, make it ripe or whatever. So that you're allowed to break, because that doesn't have a shame of a kli. Because since it's not made to hold anything, it's just made for transport, it's not called a kli. Okay? So that's the second factor. Okay, clear? So that's what we're saying. A full-fledged kli, you're not allowed to break. But a chayselois, you're allowed to break. That's number two. Number three is like this. There's another iser. Number three iser is the following. You're not allowed, on Shabbos, you're not allowed to make a Pesach on a kli. It means if you have a kli, you're not allowed to make an opening for the kli, because that's like makke b'patish. You're creating an opening for a kli that it didn't have before. So let's say you have a pitcher, okay? Or let's say you have like those at the baseball at the sports games. So the players, they have these big jugs of like these Gatorade with the spigots, right? So let's say you want to make a different hole for it, that you don't want to use that spigot hole. You want to make a different spigot hole. So you take a thing and you hammer bang it in, and you make a hole. So you're not allowed to do that because you're creating. You're not breaking the kli. Okay, you're making another use to the kli. Now the kli has another hole that you can pour from.
Let's say you have a soda bottle. Let's get right to the point.
A soda can.
Yeah.
Let's get to the point. So that's the other factor. Is you're not allowed to make a hole. I wouldn't say a hole. You're not allowed to make an opening on a kli. Okay? That's another issue. Okay, so we have three factors that you have to deal with. One is you're not allowed to add to the functionality of the kli. Okay? You're not allowed to add to the functionality of the kli, so that if the kli only has one opening and you're making a second opening, you're not allowed to add to the functionality of the kli, number one. Number two is you're not allowed to break a good kli. Number three, you're allowed to break a weak kli, or a kli which is only made to hold things temporarily. Okay?
So when it comes to let's say making an opening in a kli, right? Like a can, we talked about a can. Is that only if you're going to be using that for something? In other words, if you want to drink it immediately and your intent is not to have it be a kli to put something in later on, is that an issue?
Okay, so that's going to be the issue. Okay, that exact question is the whole sugya. Okay, but this is the background information. Okay, now one other thing which is interesting to keep in mind is that breaking a kli, if there's no positive purpose in breaking the kli, it's really only an iser d'rabbanan. Because like we said, with every malacha, if it's not a constructive malacha, it's a destructive malacha, right? So any malacha which is destructive, there's no problem with doing it on Shabbos midrash. It's only iser d'rabbanan. So that's something to keep in mind altogether. Is these when you're breaking a kli to get what's inside, is that constructive or is that destructive? As far as a kli is concerned, it's destructive. But in the overall picture, maybe it's constructive because you're trying to get something out from there. Right? There was a shayla. There was a shayla someone had that they locked their kid in the bathroom. Or whatever. The kid locked himself in the bathroom. Let's say better. So the child locked themselves in the bathroom. And the only way to get, for whatever reason, they couldn't pick the lock, nothing. The only way to get the kid out is breaking down the door. Could be. Break down the door. So the question is it Issa Duraisa?
Yeah, that's good.
Is this a
Durabanan?
What? Oh, you're breaking something down for no constructive purpose. You're not adding to the house. Oh, but over here you are because it's constructive because you're trying to get the kid out.
Because what?
Because you're trying to get the child out. So that's the question. Is that called constructive or destructive?
But
is this a pre-chadash?
You don't like the clean, you break it.
What's the definition of constructive? It's to construct something, isn't it?
It's not, no, it's not, well, it means that there's a positive purpose in what you're doing. So this is a big shayla. Is that called, is that a good enough reason? Okay, but anyway, there's a pre-chadash about it. There's a whole bunch of minor claims about that. But leaving that aside, let's get to the point over here, okay?
Leaving it aside, but generally, what's the consensus on that?
if you have to say a maskana,
just leave the kid in there.
No, I'm not saying what to do, lemais. I'm just saying, legabi the etzim shaila, is that called soyser almanas live nice? I have to look into it again. What exactly is the maskana on that? Okay. Now let's start one thing at a time. Let's start dealing with if you're allowed to open a can on Shabbos. Okay. Are you allowed to open a can on Shabbos? They have a can of tuna. I'm allowed to open the can on Shabbos. So lemaisa, just like last week, there's a machlokes the Chazon Ish and the Moshe Zalman. There's a machlokes Chazon Ish and the Moshe Zalman about this, and it's unbelievable because the way they approach the shaila is completely the opposite of one to the other. They approach the shaila like this, mamish. They're complete opposites one to the other. Okay. What would you say? Are you allowed to open the can on Shabbos? What would you say is the shaila? What do you have to deal with? You don't have to say if it's mutaros, you're not a pesek, but what would you say is the inyan? What?
You're making a kli.
You're making a kli. It is a kli.
Why is it a kli? You open it, you're making a kli.
So you're saying that it's not a kli, you're making a kli. Okay, what would you say you have to deal with? I would have thought the opposite.
Adding a purpose to the kli.
I would have thought just the opposite.
Why?
That till now it's a kli, and you're breaking it.
Why breaking it?
It's holding my tuna for me.
No, breaking, but you use but it for it's for constructive anything. Purpose. You're breaking it because you want to get the tuna.
Right.
So it is. It is.
But it's a kli, but you're breaking it. But now the and you could be problem because you're breaking it for a constructive purpose.
Okay. You're creating another type of a kli.
So here's the two ways to look at it. Okay. The Chazon Ish comes along. I'm going to say the way I would have thought is the Pashas. I thought the Pashas would have been like the Rav Shlomo Zalman. Okay? That Rav Shlomo Zalman says is that you have a kli over here. You have a can. It's a beautiful, nice thing. You're starting to take your can opener, rip it, make sharp edges, and this. You're breaking it. You're breaking the kli. So here the question is, if you're breaking the kli, maybe it should be a problem at shaver of breaking the kli. Are you allowed to break a kli on Shabbos? You're not allowed to break stuff on Shabbos, right?
All right, so that's if we said if it doesn't have value, it's not a valuable thing you can.
So the only thing is, says Rosh Hashanah, it's a mustiki, it's a very weak kli, because the whole purpose of the kli is very temporary. And Rav Moshe also says that even though you're breaking the kli, but it's like a chayslis, like we said, it's just used for transport. It's just used to hold the tuna until you really want to use it, right? So memela. Maybe it's not called that you're really breaking anything useful. It's a kli, but it's not really a kli. And therefore, no, because they're looking at it that it is a kli already. Fakir, you're breaking the kli.
Temporary, so whatever it's called. Now you're making it a real kli.
No, fakir, now you're going to throw it out also.
It's a big can. The Arabs, they put it in a donkey to drink from. I don't know.
No, so if you have das to use it over and over again. So then, Rav Shlomo Zalman holds that it is a kli. A can is a kli. The only thing is that you're breaking the kli. But if you're saying you're not breaking, and if you're breaking the kli, it's a motor because it's really a shvacha kli. But then you're asking a different case. Let's say I plan on reusing that kli. Like you're saying, let's say you know in the camps they have these cans of apple juice, you know. These big things, you open it. You know, you open it here. You open it there. You know what I mean. On either side, you open it. So that it could be more of a problem because over there you're not destroying the kli. You're making a new pesach to the kli. And we said making a pesach is a problem.
Right.
That could be a serious shaila because you're making a pesach to the kli, right? Yeah, you're making mamash an opening to the kli, right? That could be a big problem. That Yesh Lodin very serious if you're allowed to
why
do it.
Open and not ruin the
because it depends, that's what I'm saying. You're ruining the kli if the fact is that now in the way the kli is, you have to throw it out. But here, for care, you're taking a kli and you're making it have an opening. So that
they'll make a hole in both sides of the can, the top and bottom, and once it
right.
never happens.
No, you know what? You are ruining the kli.
What?
No, you are ruining the kli in that case because let's say you have a pineapple or apple juice thing,
yeah.
tin, and you're popping it over to make a hole. So the use of that original kli was for storage of a juice, not because it has a
But now you're giving a different function to the kli. Before you couldn't pour from it, and now you could.
Okay.
So which one is better?
But it's not. It's not an opening to the kli. You're ruining the initial kli. You've made a new kli.
No, I don't know about that. That's called making a pesach to the kli. That till now you didn't have a pesach. I'm talking about opening and closing kli. So if you okay, so the point of what we're saying is that to make a real a Pesach Yofeh, that you could open the kli with it, that you could use the kli to pour from, so that's called creating a Pesach to it. That, now you want to say, well, you broke the other kli. No, that's called, you took this kli, it's called a kli, and you opened it. You made a Pesach. Now you're saying, some people, what you do is, like you're saying also, is that you don't do that, you break a hole in the bottom first, right? And then, if you break
the bottom, they want to do it together. But then you say if you're...
And then it's not going to be called that you made a Pesach to the kli, because it's not usable as a, it's not usable anymore as a pitcher, because it has a hole in it, and therefore some people hold it's mutter. But the only problem with that is that then it could be that that's takastira. Maybe that you are breaking the kli then, because you are planning on using it and you broke it.
No, but you broke one. It's only a temporary kli. It was closed.
Yeah, I understand, but okay, so it depends how you did it.
Is it a can that has...
We're talking about like a big can that you're going to reuse. Like the apple juice container box.
Something they're not going to reuse. Like you take a whole container, like something in the...
If you have just a tuna fish can...
Wasn't one of the three things to add something onto the...
How does it help you to pour it from one can?
No, if you open a can, like hot peppers, yeah? It comes in one can.
Tuna fish?
Or tuna fish, yeah.
Yeah.
So you take the whole tuna fish out.
Okay, so the question is like this. According to Bishlam Zalman, you have a kli and you broke the kli. You're not allowed to break things on Shabbos. So why are you allowed to do this?
So you're... You know the cans that you open? It's like you open this especially how you open it?
Yeah, that could be a different child, machatech maybe. But let's say you're opening the can, so you're breaking it. The only thing is that since your das is to throw it out right away, it could be it's not considered breaking the kli. It's not considered a chosh of a kli. And therefore, it's okay. That's what Shlomo Zalman's hetzer at the end of the day.
The hetzer on cans and... soda cans.
Now, and Ramosha, and well, don't run one thing to the other. Let's go through each thing. That's what Shlomo Zalman.
The things that added, they mentioned the kli.
Yeah.
So if you open a can, you're adding the dimension to the kli. Now you can pour from it.
Oh, but yeah. Shlomo Zalman says it doesn't make a difference because this kli, you're not adding to it anything because it's made to throw out. So therefore, you can't say I'm making a Pesach because, first of all, also, there's no Isser making a Pesach. Here, I have this whole thing written down. If there's a point to Shlomo Zalman, what do you do with this Isser making a Pesach? But it seems like, since your das is to break the kli, your das is not to make the kli, so therefore it's not considered that you're making a pesach to it, and therefore it won't be a problem. According to Rishon Zalman, the only thing is Rishon Zalman Erbach. So Rishon Zalman Erbach and the Shmish Abskil Chasa pretty much says it's not really a problem. The only thing is like this: Ramosha has a very similar cheshbon to Rishon Zalman, and he also seems to say that it would be mutter to open the cans and everything. Ramosha says that. Where Moshe says, since when he's writing the tshuva, he says, since there's so few people out there that care about Hilchos Shabbos, and there's so few Bnei Torah out there that are makbid to keep Shabbos the right way, you should rather not open these cans. Because if you're going to start opening these cans, it's a zilzal. You're going to end up making Shabbos like nothing, and one thing's going to lead to the next, and you have to take extra precaution to keep Shabbos. If you're already, you know, so careful with the halachas, you shouldn't open these cans either.
That's what I'm sure. If the can is perforated, like a has a flip top.
I think that could be worse in a way.
Oh, really? It's even worse?
Yeah, because it could be it's a shaila of mechatech. Mechatech is even shaila, is that you're splitting apart two pieces of metal. So it could be it's not so kosher. What?
It's more of a shaila.
Why would it be better?
The same way opening a can.
I would think, my thinking is that if it's perforated, it's like made to make it easy to open, like that's the purpose of this thing. Because, you know what I mean?
So the only side would be maybe...
Every can is made to open.
Right.
And every can is made to open.
No, but there's cans that have perforations or like...
So the can, the soda can, you would have this heter. because you're only making it theoretically. You're only opening it. You're only opening it to. You're only opening it to drink once and then throw it out. So it doesn't have a shame of a chash of kli. It's just made to hold the drinks temporarily. You would be allowed to break it. Right, so I'm saying, but according to Ramesh, I'm not so sure it's your Ramesh's chumer.
You shouldn't do it because
chumer you would still have. Now, this is all again in Rav Shlomo Zalman, but the Chazon Ish has a whole different mahalach on this whole Indian of cans. And it's honestly unbelievable because he goes the direct opposite from Rav Shlomo Zalman. Okay, the mahalach of the Chazon Ish in cans is that punk faker. This is what you or Avi was saying. A can, while it's closed, does not have a shame kli. It's not a kli. Because a kli means, by definition, a usable utensil. It's not usable. It's sasum, kolat stodim. I can't use it. If I can't use it, it's not a kli. So the shayla, according to Rav Chazon Ish, is not a shayla of breaking, of stira, of breaking the kli. Because faker, I'm not breaking anything. There's no kli. Punk faker, according to Rav Chazon Ish, the shayla is making the kli. So it's much unbelievable. According to Rav Shlomo Zalman and Rav Moshe, the shayla is breaking the kli. According to Rav Chazon Ish, it's just direct the opposite. The shayla is faker. Till now, it wasn't a kli faker. You're making the kli.
How do they treat it as a kli? It's really not at that point.
They're saying it is a kli because it's holding my tuna fish for me. What do I care that I can't use it for something else? It's doing something for me now.
So how's the Chazon Ish saying that?
Because the Chazon Ish says there's mishnayos all over. That it doesn't matter if that's their business. So it's like, Lagabi me, I don't have anything out of this kli. I can't use it. It's sasum mikolat stodim. I can't take my food in. I can't take my food out. Very nice. It's storing for me. I don't care. What do I care that there's tuna in there? I mean, it doesn't help me. And I couldn't even get it out of I can't get it out even in a famine. Right? The only way to get it out is I have to, so therefore the Chazon Ish holds it's not a kli, and therefore the Chazon Ish holds that what you're doing is you're making a kli out of it. Once the Isser is making a kli, he doesn't go for this whole thing that your das is to throw it out and all these type of zachim, and Chazon Ish is much more machmer. And maybe Chazon Ish wants to say that
this is like the second thing, you're making a temporary whatever that thing is called.
You're not.
Why not?
First of all, if you're making it, who says you're allowed to make a choyslis? Choyslis is a svar in destroying. It's not a svar in making, right? So Mamela, this is the yisoid of the whole thing, is that according to the Chazon Ish, these things which are broken, you have to don a shayla of making a kli, and according to the Rav Shlomo Zalman, you have to don a shayla of breaking the kli. So now let's take your eitzah, sticking a hole in the bottom.
Oh, sorry.
Sticking a hole in the bottom, according to the Chazon Ish, may actually be a good idea. Because according to the Chazon Ish, you have a box here. It's not a kli. You're sticking a hole in the kli. At the time that you stuck the hole in the kli, you didn't make a kli yet. It's not usable. You didn't do anything wrong. And you didn't break a kli because it's not a kli. So all you did was you stuck a hole in a can. Nothing. No problem. And then you're going to open the can. I didn't make a kli. This thing has a hole in it. It's not a kli. You can't. No, according to the Chazon Ish, you don't have to do it at the same time. No, because according to the Chazon
Ish, steps here,
you
take a can,
then you go to the soda can. Let's take a tuna can, just
while you're
so according to the Chazon Ish, the chayra should come out, then you can take a knife, turn the can up and down, puncture the bottom. Okay? Puncture the bottom maybe, you know, enough that a taka is going to leak out. It's not going to be able to hold anything. And then you turn it over and open the can. So now what is it? What did you do? When I punched the can, I didn't do anything wrong because it wasn't a kli yet.
But as a can, isn't a closed can considered a kli?
No, according to the Chazon Ish, it's not. That's the whole thing, the Chazon Ish. Chazon Ish holds a cold can is a closed can is not a kli. And therefore, you didn't break the kli, so no problem. Then you turn it over, you open it. I think the whole problem of opening the kli would be making a kli. I didn't make a kli because it's not usable. So according to the Chazon Ish, maybe that's mutter. But now, according to Rav Shlomo Zalman, I'm not so sure. Because according to Rav Shlomo Zalman, it is a kli. So when you're breaking it, you're breaking a kli. What are you breaking a kli for?
But it's not like a chashuv kli. It's a throwaway kli.
So, but it's not a throwaway kli. So that's the only thing is, maybe according to Rav Shlomo Zalman, you could break the bottom. And then according to Rav Moshe, it's not a problem anyway. Medina, it's just a problem of this chumra. So I don't know if breaking the kli is going to help you in this chumra of Rav Moshe. According to Rav Shlomo Zalman, I'm not so convinced about this Eitzah. What's the point of breaking the bottom of the Kli? You may as well just open the Kli. And if anything, you're making another Pesach. So like, why you're making a Pesach to the Kli by if you take
the
Kli?
What's the issue with making a Pesach to the Kli?
Is a din that you're giving it more functionality. Okay, but if you take a knife on the bottom of a tuna can,
it drains it nicely.
Right, in a way, maybe you're adding functionality to the kli, according to the, it's not so geschmack, according to Rosh Shlomo Zalman. So, Lamais, the bottom line is that Ramosha writes himself that if you're stuck, you're allowed to do it. But he says if you're stuck means if you have guests and you have no way to serve them food or whatever. Not you're stuck that you would rather have corn salad than this salad and whatever. Like,
you want the salad.
I don't know if that's called being stuck. Stuck means that this is your food, this is what you need. You know? If you just, you know, it's your preference.
And you do it that methodology, but the Yemen, I would know.
That's what I would say, yeah.
Is that what Rabbi Shlomo
Zalman seems to say? He would just tell you to open it. But I'm saying to get out of the Chazon Ish's problem, I would suggest.
Why would he tell you to open?
But even to counter it, you can open up them.
What's that? What?
I thought you said Shlomo Zalman considered it a Kli.
Right, it's a Kli to begin with. So I'm not destroying the Kli. And the only child is destroying the Kli, but since it's a lower level Kli, because it's a temporary Kli, he says you're allowed to destroy it.
Even the one that has opening?
Now, the opening thing is a different Shaila. It's called. It's a shalav mechatech. The shalav mechatech means is that you're cutting something to a precise size. So l'chayra, these cans Rabbi Yashiv held the perforated ones is a shalav mechatech because you're cutting it to a precise. Yeah, you're cutting it to a precise size.
Right, can opener is exactly the same.
That's no,
the
same. It's not precise.
That's exactly the same thing.
I'm not trying to get a specific thing piece out. Whatever, I'm trying to open it. But here, I'm trying to cut it along the lines.
It cuts out regularly along the lines.
Yeah. So that's what Rosh Hashanah Zalman wants to say. Rosh Hashanah Zalman wants to say a svara that maybe I'm not trying to make a specific size. I'm just trying to cut the preferred. But Lamashal, put in the paper. If a guy's stuck, Lamashal, and so halach is, I'll cover the breach, you're allowed to cut the toilet paper,
but not by line.
Well, so that's the point. Why? Because the perforation is more chomer than the non-perforation.
So it's more. It's better even if it has a line. It's more better not to do it with a line.
Right.
The
so when it has
the
so
shina, it's all the it's line this, is perfect.
Right. The line is perfect and you're doing an imperfect.
What if you have a plastic bag, like the challah bag, right? And let's say it's completely sealed. So by cutting it.
Okay, so now let's go to the next thing. Okay, let's go to
so it's the tuna.
No, of course what we're saying is not so fresh food either. What? So I would say that I'm not going to argue. Rosham Zalman seems to say it's mutter. Because he says that it's a kli, it's breaking a kli, but it's a shvach kli. You're allowed to break a shvach kli with tzarech Shabbos. That's what it says. You're allowed to break a shvach kli with tzarech Shabbos. So that's the Rosham Zalman. So according to Rosham Zalman, it's mutter. According to the Chazon Ish, it's awesome, but we're saying you have this eitzah of punching the bottom and then opening the top. And Ramesh is the one that says, B'nei Torah, and people that are careful how they do things shouldn't open cans on Shabbos altogether. But if you have a tzarech, you're allowed. So basically, what I would say is that try to prepare before Shabbos your tuna. I mean, like.
So we're going to talk about bottles that are perforated.
So soda cans, the same thing.
No, the top of the bottle is that.
Yeah, that's that we have to get
so
to.
So some people open it for Shabbos.
The can?
Right.
No, the soda bottle.
Soda bottle is also the same thing. We have to. I didn't prepare.
I never saw.
In Israel, they have to sign.
What is that,
sir?
Yeah.
In Israel, they say
they
to open this before.
No, let's
just show
more
macro. No, I know people make a hole in the top.
Perforated or then
just. So the can also. The can, Miani Lahachnis Roshi over here. There's a huge machlokes in the Achronim. Rosham Zalman and Riliashev Zatzal. That they weren't so. It wasn't. Rosham Zalman held that it's not a problem of breaking a kli, again, because it's temporary. But he was nervous about this mechatech issue. So he came up with a reason why it's not mechatech. Rav Shlomo Zalman, Rav Yashiv didn't like it and he held it was mechatech. So opening a can is not so posh.
When they make it, they're making it.
What?
It's made to be open, you make it as perfect.
Right. No, not meant to be open. They make a can, any can.
It doesn't make a difference.
Any can soda.
That, well, that's what makes it temporary.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It doesn't necessarily help.
So a can of soda is a problem?
I would stay away from it. I mean, if you could,
you would open it, or you wouldn't?
I would prefer not to.
So don't get the canned beer, get the regular.
Right. Yeah. No, yeah. Well, actually, even last...
The problem is twisting the top off of the beer bottle?
No, that's okay. That's actually the first Mishnah. You're allowed to take a magufa off a chavis. You're allowed to take a top off a chavis. But to open a can...
Are you bending the top?
What?
Someone should be bending.
Yeah, okay.
Not have a perforated plastic bottle top?
That's not as bad as a can. A can is worse.
I've seen people punch a hole in the top.
Yeah, that's the same thing. Yeah, because then...
Soda bottle?
Depends which problem. There's two problems on the soda bottle cover. I don't want to talk about that this week. I want to talk about it next week. Okay.
So what are we going to do this week?
This week, open everything before, and then you'll...
The next week, we'll worry about punching holes.
Right. Now, I'm not saying that there are not people that are moderate.
Like the grape juice.
I'm not saying now you're going to walk around, anyone that opens a can is a problem, Michal Shabbos. I'm not saying that. I'm saying we're trying to learn the Indian right now, so I'm trying to explain what the background is. And the way I understand it, it's not so posh. There are machmir. I know that Rosh Hashanah is mekel, so I'm not saying anyone to think. But the Maisel, the Lashon is machmir, and there's others that are machmir. So if you would ask me, well, you know.
The grape juice bottle, some of them glad grape juice bottle, they have the sticker around and has a.
Yeah, okay, there's a lot of combination of issues, and so I'm asking. But let's just, I want to stick to this particular issue of breaking and creating a kli on Shabbos. Okay? So again, when you have a closed kli, according to the Chazon Ish, you're creating a kli on Shabbos. Problem. Okay, so we're saying maybe the only eitz is by making sure that once it's open, you've created. According to Rosh Hashanah, punk faker. You have a kli and you're destroying it, so therefore this type of kli you're allowed to destroy on Shabbos. Fine, that's a can. Let's go to the next thing. Let's go to a bag. Okay? So on a bag, I think I would split it up that there's three types of bags of food. One type of bag is the bag which is like a small snack bag.
Potato chip
bag, a small one, like a snack bag. So there, a snack bag, I would say, that's l'kuli alma, you're allowed to open on Shabbos. Because that's mamish just like a choyfos. Choyfos, again, we said was, it's just the package, even according to Chazon Ish, it's poshut l'chayra, l'kuli alma, that it doesn't have a shem kli, it's just the packaging of the food.
Yogurt.
And the Yushalmi says, that you're allowed, something which is just the packaging of the food, you're allowed to break open on Shabbos because it's like taking the peel off an orange. Off a nut, actually, it says. So that's what you're doing. You have the potato chips. This is just mamish. A kid is starting to salivate over his potato chips already. He sees the potato chips. He has to break it open and eat out whatever and throw out the bag.
It even has, you gotta watch out because the words.
Yeah, yeah, Vada, you have to watch out for the words and all that, but what? Yeah, but that's the derech of these bags. They're not made to store things for a long time. They're made to open it, eat it, and throw it out. That's the derech. So it's the chori mamish just to hold the bag. So I would say it's mutter. Now, by the way, in how to go ahead and how to open it, this is a big shiloh we had when we were learning this in Yeshiva in Lakewood. We had a big shiloh. Is it better to open it on the top where it's glued together? Or is it better to dafka not do it that way?
There's not really much of a choice, because if you do it in the middle, you peel the middle, that's also a glue. It's also glued there. The words too, but that's also
no. But like you could rip it.
Oh, just rip it.
Yeah.
Or use something to cut to open it with.
Yeah. Then why would that be better? Because in the halachas of Korea, there's a tzad that would be better. Because in Korea, there's a svar of both ways. So I don't know what to tell you to do. But it's an interesting shayla. No, I'm not sure if you have to do that. But anyway, the maysa. I think that the way that they make these. The way they make these bags is that they have all the potato chip. The heat seal it, right. So it's not like they have two pieces that they like glue together. It's just that they had two pieces that were melted together. So they're l'chori l'kuli alma. It could be that it's okay to pop open the top. Okay, so that's like a small bag. Then there's something like a bigger bag, like a bag of tortilla chips, tortilla chips and these type of zachim that you open it and then you keep it in the bag for 2 weeks. So there already, I would say, that according to the Chazon Ish, it's not so posh. You're making a kli, right? Because according to the Chazon Ish, your mom is opening a kli and take out a little bit and then you're storing it in there. So you it wasn't a kli till now and you made a storage. Now you made a kli. No, according to the Chazon Ish, a closed thing is not a kli. Something you don't have access to the food is not closed. So now you're creating the kli. And even according to Shlomo Zalman over here, it could be you're making a Pesach. So Lamaisa, I think the minhag ha'olam to get out of this question is that they destroy it and pour it into like a Ziploc bag.
What does the Moshe Feinstein say about it? Did he sound off on that?
Yeah, I mean, he didn't discuss that directly, but I think he would say the same thing.
Isn't the kli technically not finished until you close it back up and put a chip clip on it?
No, because it is. What? It's going to get stale?
No, because it's still open and somebody can still consume it.
Yeah, I understand, but it's nice that it's holding really the bag. It's holding the chips for you, the mice.
You're saying once you've opened it, you've made the kli at that point?
Yeah. So therefore, what I would say is that the best etzah for that is to...
Empty the bag like that.
What?
Empty the bag.
Yeah, it's to destroy the thing and pour it into a Ziploc bag. Because that way...
What's the problem with the bigger bag?
Because the bigger bag is a bigger tzad that you're creating the kli. Over there, there's more of a tzad that you're creating the kli.
Why? Because you're not using everything in one shot?
Yeah, so it's you're making a storage bag. You're making a storage.
Option to get out.
Yeah, so therefore, if you rip it apart, you can't say, I'm making a storage, okay? Now, right, this is going to get cereals and all these type of zachim. So like when we have cereal, Marshall, like we have in my house, so we have like, let's say, cereal boxes on Shabbos, so it's Shabbos cereal. So the problem is if you start a new Shabbos cereal on Shabbos, so you're opening, you're opening the box, and secondly, you're opening the bag. So Takel Maisa, by us, any box of Shabbos cereal that we buy in the house, we open right when we buy it. So that way it's always ready to go for Shabbos, whenever we use it. Before we put it in the cupboard, before we put it away, open it, open the box, and open the bag, and then put it away. So that way, you never get. But otherwise,
you never get into trouble.
It
becomes fresh.
What? For the kids, the kids are excited enough that it doesn't make a difference. You know, one thing of Fruit Loops can go a long way.
It's like a Tupperware.
So, what?
And then you can. Is an alternative to open it up and empty it into a Ziploc bag?
Yeah. So that would be the other way to do it. But then you're stuck with a Ziploc bag of Fruit Loops. It's annoying. The other thing is not so posh is opening the box. Forget opening the bag. The box itself. So you have to rip the paper and all this. And once you're ripping the paper, you have fewer heterim. Yeah, matzah. The box of matzah also. When you're ripping along the perforated lines, even on the box, they say, open this before Shabbos. On the box of the matzahs, usually, they say, with the ones that have the perforated thing that you peel off like this, open before Shabbos. Because then you mamish, besides that you're making a kli, you're also ripping in a perfect way. So you have to be careful with those things. And also, with the cereal box, by the way, even if you're going to open the cereal box, so you open the cereal box, but you should not open the little tab thing. You know the tab thing on the other side? Here's the box, and then here's the flaps, and this little flap has a little piece, and it goes into the thing here. So that little perforated thing you shouldn't open on Shabbos, because that's mamish opening a perforated thing. Right? So that you shouldn't do on Shabbos, even if you're going to open the cereal. So therefore, if you have... basically, ayotilonu midvareinu, from Kol Anal, is that you should open everything before Shabbos, if possible.
What about the flap on the top of the box? The cereal box come with them, like a glued tab.
Yeah, yeah. So also not so partial.
If
you have no choice, right? The little bag of chips, I'll say, is no problem. And the soda bottles, we'll talk about next week, okay? Fine, shkoyach.